This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We go to the hotline. Scott Petrak joins us now. Before we talk Browns, Scott, is LeBron here next year? Give your vote.
I'll vote yes. Why not?
Yeah. He could play wide receiver. We know we need one of those as well on the Browns, so there you go. No?
Yeah. All right. We need help everywhere.
There you go. So you watched the Super Bowl, and
I did.
Not to downplay Tom Brady, but because he was phenomenal. But I just sat there and I thought, all right, there's a third-round pick and a sixth-round pick playing in the Super Bowl and doing a great job. And I thought, is it a sure thing the Browns are taking a quarterback number one? And I thought, yeah, probably so. But what did you think about the quarterbacks?
Well, they were phenomenal. I thought Foles was – even better than Brady. I know Brady's numbers were huge. But to me, Tom missed some throws that he normally makes. And I'm not saying it cost New England the game because I don't think that wound up being the deciding factor. But I was surprised. There were a couple of throws that he was behind guys, overthrew guys. Guys running open that you're not used to seeing Brady miss. But then they just threw it so often that, you know, the numbers were huge. But, you know, the play was good. I don't subscribe to the theory just because both guys weren't first-round picks. That, you know, means the Browns shouldn't take one, or it devalues the importance of where you take a quarterback. You know, I think Brady's just an all-time outlier. And Nick Foles, who was a heck of a story this year, you know, the fact that he came off the bench and had almost retired and all those things, and to come in and put those two playoff games back-to-back that he did was truly phenomenal.
I thought so, too. He was tremendous. Last year, he was a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, and he was signed to be Alex Smith's backup by John Dorsey. And Foles said, you know, if I ever come back to football, because he was thinking about retiring, it would be to play for Andy Reid. So Reid was obviously the big draw there, but still, Dorsey was there. Does that mean anything here?
Well, I do think it's important that it was Andy Reid, number one. But the relationship with Dorsey has to matter to some degree. I'm going to be fascinated to see how it plays out with Nick Foles. Even before the Super Bowl, I'd written a kind of analysis looking at all the quarterback options, and I mentioned trading for Foles as a possibility, especially after the Alex Smith thing went by the wayside. I like Foles compared to a lot of these guys that could be the veteran paired with the number one draft pick. Now, you don't know when Carson Wentz is going to be healthy. So if you're Philly, who just won a Super Bowl, you can't trade Nick Foles if you're not guaranteed Carson Wentz is going to be ready to go, if not week one, early in the season and ready to play at a high level. Then Foles, we know that he's not, you know, only motivated by being a starting quarterback because he almost retired, because it was so important for him to play with Andy Reid. You know, we know how much his faith means to him, so I'm not sure he's going to necessarily say, I need to go start somewhere. But if that's what he comes to, if that's the decision he makes, you know what, this is my one chance or my next chance to don't go grab a starting job, then I think the Browns have to, you know, contact Philly and say, hey, we're willing to trade something for this player, for this quarterback. You know, maybe it's a, you know, you get him and you say, hey, for 1 year, you're our starting quarterback, then go prove it to the rest of the league that it wasn't a flash in the pan and you can go get a monster deal somewhere else. And maybe that would interest him enough.
And that's, to me, Scott, that makes perfect sense. You could call Philadelphia and say, do you want your second-round pick back, which is what, now 64? And that's not giving up too much. You get a starting quarterback for a year while you let a guy you take at number one or number four develop or let DeShone Kizer develop and see what Foles can do for you. And if he has a decent year, and he's had decent years before, he establishes his market value big time.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, when you start talking about the other guys on that list, you know, it's the Tyrod Taylors, the Case Keenum, you know, Sam Bradford, Teddy Bridgewater, A.J. McCarron. You know, I would probably take Case Keenum ahead of Nick Foles, but I think you'd have to pay more for Case Keenum. You know, he's going to be a free agent, and I think there's going to be more competition perhaps. And of those rest of those guys, I like Nick Foles as a player. I think he gives you the best chance to win. And that's where I'm concerned when we're talking about the Browns in this situation of having a veteran kind of as the bridge to the number one pick. You need to win this year. And John Dorsey's made that clear. We know Hugh Jackson is desperate to win this year. So you can't just bring in any quarterback and say, yeah, he's our bridge guy. The guy's got to win whatever that number is, six games. Let's say he needs to win at least six games. There's not – you can't just roll a quarterback out there and win six games. We've seen it with this organization for decades. So you have to get a guy that can play at a high level, and that kind of narrows the field.
They signed Scott McLuhan to help them out for the draft, 2018. So that's four former Packer personnel folks who are going to be working this draft for the Browns. Is that a big deal? Is it a little deal that McLuhan's here to help?
I think it's between big and little. I think it's a medium deal. I like it. I like any time you can add talent, right? And we always talk about you build competition on your roster. Well, this is in the front office. You're adding talent in the talent evaluation department, and that is critical in this league and somewhere the Browns have failed repeatedly, but especially in the last regime under Sacha Brown. They didn't have enough quality talent evaluators, and now they do with Elliott Wolf and Highsmith and Dorsey. Now, McLuhan. So I like it. He's only going to be here. It sounds like he's only going to be here for the draft, or at least through the draft. That's the starting point with him as a consultant, and that's fine. The more voices, the more smart voices you have. I just think they need – the only thing I'm kind of a little bit concerned about is you need to be careful with that number one pick, that you have a clear vision, and you don't – if you're John Dorsey, that's John Dorsey's pick. He can't have six guys making that pick for him. He's got to have a clear vision. Now, he can take their input, but he's got to be clear on which quarterback he wants to be his guy for the next 15 years. And that's the pick that's going to define it. Now, the rest of the picks matter, but that pick's going to define John Dorsey's, career here.
All right, so let me make this a two-part thing. If you're handicapping, what happens at the number one pick? A, quarterback, you think it's a quarterback, correct?
Yeah, it's got to be a quarterback.
All right.
Unless they do a ton of money at Kirk Cousins, it's got to be a quarterback.
So then with that in mind, and it's February, combine still to come, a lot of things still to come. Right now, what's your pecking order? Give me a top three.
I would go Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen.
Okay. Baker Mayfield catching a lot of steam, I think, in this conversation. And especially with McLuhan being on the record in the past and saying Baker Mayfield would be his guy. And, Scott, as much as Hugh Jackson has talked about tall quarterbacks and as much as everybody wants to avoid a small quarterback, and there's the Johnny Manziel stigma here in town on a number of fronts, size and off the field and everything else, if John Dorsey is willing to stake the number one pick in the draft in a draft that he has to nail on Baker Mayfield, I don't know how you can't be on board with that. Anybody is a Browns fan. You might disagree with it, but this guy has everything to lose with this number one pick and everything to gain, and he's not going to take someone haphazardly.
Well, that's a good point, and that's interesting. I would disagree with that pick, though.
I would too.
I've watched it. I watched, broke down three of Baker's games, maybe a couple more. And there's obviously talent there. I just think with the number one pick, it's difficult to not take a prototypical player, whatever position it is, particularly quarterback. And I know intangibles are important. And I know, especially that position, they're important. And they need to be talked about. But it seems like the time of year in the draft process where all of a sudden that's, especially Baker Mayfield, that's what people are using to say this guy's worth the number one pick. Because he's got these great intangibles, this great competitiveness. And I'm not saying that's not true. And obviously that's important with Tom Brady and Brett Favre and all those guys. But they also have tangibles, And it's so nebulous to say, yes, this guy turns his teammates into winners. I don't know. I just have a hard time saying I'm going to throw away common sense, which is you're better if you're 6'4 than you are if you're 6'. That's just been the history of football. And because this guy has some it factor that you can't put your finger on and that you could be wrong about I mean, people thought Johnny had the it factor, and we're just saying it because I'm just saying Johnny because you mentioned him. People said DeMarcus Russell had the it factor. I mean, you could say all the quarterback busts that there have been, right? Colt McCoy had the it factor. I mean, there's plenty of guys who've had the it factor and haven't been good at this level. There's plenty of Heisman Trophy winners that have been good in college and can't make the jump.
Right.
Go get a guy that's 6'4", 235, can take a hit, and has a big arm, and I would feel more comfortable with that.
I would agree with you on that. So as you move forward here, last thing, if you're Jimmy Haslam, and here's a hypothetical for you. If you're Jimmy and you look at what happened the last 2 years, and not on the field as much as off-season moves, if you had a do-over, what's the one thing that you think they'd like to do over? And, you know, there are plenty of quarterbacks that they passed on, plenty of things they did.
Sure.
What do you think?
Starting when?
Starting the last two
years.
Yeah, the last two, the Sashi era.
Man, that's a good question.
It could be a column. Go ahead and write it.
Yeah, right. No kidding. I would say it's the Carson Wentz trade. I think you could make an argument that promoting Sashi had a bigger impact overall in the organization, but I would say not having Carson Wentz in a franchise quarterback for the next 15 years.
Scott, a pleasure, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Scott Petrak joining us on the hotline, and you can read all of Scott's work in the Chronicle-Telegram and the website that Scott handles, brownzone.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.